Now, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Talmud Chacham Shenidu L'Chvoyd, Kfar Parashti, L'Maila, I explained it earlier. Ovedin L'Nashi, D'Amrlei, he can say to him, Atma Chayvis L'Hochi, Hochi, you are Chayv to me this amount. And the following things. The Psikale Shavadi Hulo, it's for sure to him, V'lo Safik, and not a doubt. Sonu Shmuane, Shiyotzin L'Lov Shmuel, whereas the people are saying bad things about him. Tzrichile Rabbonu, the Asrei, the Havi Rabbon. It was his town where he was the Rav. Vim lav alivak shatara hol b'sanu shemani. So people are saying bad things about him. Hodet tzrichel the rabbanim love klumhu. That which the rabbanim need him is we don't care about. The mut of the leyalfim. It's better that they don't learn from him. Also ihu hay menuda nami b'hadayu, and the one who was excommunicated came together with them. Man may the kamon kolaymer means to say hechim misrami the al hay sabar b'shumar nechmeni. It means to say how does that come out that this older Talmud Chacham Rabbi Shlomo Nachmeni in the Beis Hamidrash that he's now here in the Beis Hamidrash. Shmami no the Lachochi is from it. This is the reason that he came. The also in they came now the Beis Hamidrash to the Beis Hamidrash. The Lav Mazli who do the Shirei because it's not the Mazel of this person that we should permit him to not be excommunicated. V'tarki I'm saying Nashpul the Menudah Bamosli he was bitten. The excommunicated person was bitten in his male organ. V'lo kibluhu the Hadra Achno l'may Rasa v'lo Pascha. Piho, because the snake went to the in front of the cave and he wouldn't open up its mouth and allow them in. Dainei Rashi Bezdin, the heads of the Bezdin, the Chasidim Adif Minayim, Chasidim were better than them, so greater than them. My time of Kibbul that he was accepted, the Ovik Rabbi Eloi, the Hani Shmuel starts with these bad rumors about him. This is a different Girsa. The Ovik Rabbi Eloi didn't do like him. Mashali b'chovitz avera, a sin. V'hol v'ayim akirin oso sham. And since they don't recognize him, they're like a chal Hashem. There's no desecration of Hashem's name. V'omol on Rebbe, and Rebbe said to us, Mishum Rav Haigoyin, in the name of Rav Haigoyin, v'yas mashali b'chovitz, you should do what he wants. Rasulim means to say, the Vade came in shalovash shchorim. Sure, since he's wearing dark, ani orev b'dover, I am the guarantor, she'eno chovitz mikan v'elof avera, that he's not going to come in sin from now on. The Ga'avar Mishum will lift the Ever Losi. They Michshol. They came in the Gadol Hu since he was a great person. Shema Midbat Ba. Is he that great person? They came in the Gadol Hu since the kid is an adult. Shema Midbat Ba'ava. Perhaps he's going to kick back on his father back. Vahavalei Ihu Machshil. Therefore, the father caused him to stumble. Shalcha Eino Nidui. The La Bedina Shabti because he didn't justifiably excommunicate him. Hachbed Belashon Hazeh Oimrim Lo. This is the language you use to say to him. Asi Asvachok Adam. She covered the Lo Vroisho. Make yourself like a person who has a headache. Veshava Meischan sitting in your house. Belashon covered Amr Lo in a honorable way. You say it to him. Lishon Achrin another version. Hachbed is his Chabed Kvoidcha. You should honor your honor. Shetesha Beischa. You should sit in your house. He say who Al Tavaza Oso. But for Hesi, don't embarrass him publicly. Kalila Shechashecha. It's dark. Vein Adam Ro. And the person doesn't see. Because of the honor of that young scholar. Anigdo, Malchus is whipping, Malchus Yafalahem Yosem Mishamta, and getting whipped is better than being excommunicated, and he would whip them. And they would whip them. V'mahanya ki tachya b'tinur, k'shuman sh'toichan es hatanur, like this fat that you smear in the oven, v'nivl b'socha gets absorbed inside of it, sh'ein yitzil oil never comes out. Klam means to say, makal l'kol man d'misham tinan lay, you're hitting to all those that they're excommunicating, the lo nafkim in the ilm, it doesn't leave them forever. U'pligat er b'shim b'lokish, d'omr yitzil says, it does come out, k'nub say, z'nav the tail, d'ido avdo, u'malki lay, and they would whip him. Mistafina minei, the gavar alomahu, because he's a very strong person. A tough person. Shakal Pesicha Aluya, Kosovo Love Shamta, write about him that he should be excommunicated. Shakal Luxav Shamta to the writing of that you wrote his excommunication on. Daf Yud Zayin Omid Beis. V'achte Bekad, Tokat Besucha Kad, you should blow inside a vessel. V'lo Yishmael won't be heard. Bekavi Delushkichi Taman Inch, the people aren't commonly found there. V'kari Bek Klerim means to say, Tokat Be Alfin Shippuri, you should blow 1,000 shofars. My Tavi, Lomba Toykin Tekia Bisharm, why do you blow a Tekia and a Shvarm? Tari Be Bati Rami, Klerim means to say, Shamta Meshabra Batim Guvayim, that a excommunication will break high houses. B'shelo ha'yelahem penai, the Nafka Nakat, specifically said, Sh'olamu Tumasim Beregel, that they're leaving their Tumah on Yom Tov. L'fikach, therefore, Megalchon, they can take a haircut, Sh'lo ha'yelahem penai l'galeach, they didn't have time beforehand to take a haircut, they're dying lo'olamu Tumasim, because they haven't left their Tumah yet. Odilma afabisha ha'yelahem penai v'lo gilchon kaidin ha'moy, they did not take a haircut before Yom Tov, mutarim l'galeach, but still they're permitted to take a haircut on Yom Tov. Sh'lo yishu karbonos sehen, B'tikalachason, in the getting haircut, ad l'achar regal, until after a regal, the nozer mutzara imavim carbon is saying ad l'achar gilu, because the nozer and the mutzara cannot bring their carbon until after they have the haircut. K'dichsibahu kreis, it says in the psukim hilkach, therefore lo kansinan lahu, we don't give him a k'tas, but the lo abdi makami regal, if they didn't do it before yom tov. Why does him the lo avid kami regal? Sometimes they don't do it before regal. We ask for lahu b'moyed, and you're going to forbid them on Yontif, and then Nimsa is going to come out, Shemashin Karbanos, they're going to delay the Karbanos, Vein and Kraven, but Yomashmini, Bizmanim, then it's not going to be offered up in the eighth day, which is the proper time. The Fika Chlefer Amru, they say, Megalech Mamoy, the Chacham say, that Megalech Mamoy, they should get a haircut on Yomtov, the Mut of the Kaiv is Matha Krova, Velol Achar, because it's better to make the time of the offering of the carbon earlier at the proper time, and not to delay it. Because it says in the Mishnah, if somebody who buries his close relative 8 days before the Yom Tov, he loses the gzera of Shloshim. And he can cut the hair. Shloshim says 1 day of the Shloshim started. And this one, since he did not take a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, is not allowed to take one on Cholamoy. B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel, v'havi onus, and there was an ones, the lo motzel galech b'shmini, Erev HaRegel, because he was not able to take a haircut on the 8th day, which is Erev Yontov, the hachigum galech b'regel, therefore he could take a haircut on Yom Tov. Yiboy le'galuche Erev Shabbos Shehushvi, which is the 7th day. Halacha kabashol, da'afil lo kover, elo shiva yom kodim regel, even if the burial was only 7 days before Yom Tov, but l'men l'gzer shloshim, he still already has annulled his gzer of the shloshim. Amodim chachon l'ab b'shal afal gav, the boy is shmini, even though he's going to need eight. But shechol shmini lios b'shabbos erev haregel to have the onus because he was an onus. There's nothing he could do about it. Shemutu galech erev shabbos shushvi, which is the 7th day. Hai tana de brisa the tani avol megalech b'moy. They taught that he's allowed to take that avol is megalech b'moy, that the mourner is allowed to take the haircut on Cholamoy. Sever kabashol the yom shvi olu kan the 7th day be counted both for shiva and shloshim. The shiva ulu shloshim both for the shiva and shloshim. It came in the kvar heschilu shloshim since he already started the shloshim. He boiled the galuchi called the miracle. He should take a haircut before Yom Tov. But elu the Shabbos habi but the Shabbos for onusu and there was nothing you do about it. Lochim galuch b'moy. Therefore, he could take a haircut on Cholamoy. But Tani done the Tani elu megalechem beregel below avol. They said only the people mentioned the Mishnah could take a haircut on Cholamoy and not a mourner. Sover karabon and army lor mina mixes a yom gugula elu shiva shleimim beina. You need 7 complete days. Vakati lo shalom avilas the shiva kodem beregel. He hasn't finished the gzer of shiva, the veil in mourning of shiva before Yom Tov. Lo havi onus. There was no onus. V'dafilu lo havi Shabbos. Even if it wasn't Shabbos, lo motzi legalech. He couldn't take a haircut. Lahachi einu megalech b'moy. Therefore, he cannot take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The shlum mishmarto be'erev haregel b'Shabbos and Shabbos. The olam lo shlomo mishmar elo b'Shabbos. Because always the end of their mishmar was on Shabbos. Yiboy leil gluchi erev haregel. Kolam means to say be'erev Shabbos and erev Shabbos. Shehu erev haregel, which is erev Yom Tov tahar minan. Because we say anche mishmar asur megaluch. That the people who are part of the Mishmar and serving the Beis Hamikdash are not allowed to take a haircut. But Chamishi Mutar, but on Thursday they could take a haircut when they could Shabbos because of Kvoid Shabbos. The Shlum Mishmar Beregel could go into Havi Yom Chamishi Yom Rishon Shoregel. If Thursday was the first day of Yom Tov, the Lomotzi Legalech, they couldn't take a haircut to Havi Yom Tov because it was Yom Tov. The Shlum Mishmar Tov Shabbos, and he finished his Mishmar on Shabbos, Shu Yom Shlishi Legalech, which is the third day of Yom Tov. Tani done the Amar that said Einu Megalech Mamo, they can't take a hair, that they're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Sever came in the Tani Shlosh Parakim, the Shlosh Regolim, on the three Yom Tovim, Kol Mishmar Shavim, all of the Mishmaras are equal. Akati commanded Lo Shlom Mishmar to them. It's as if he hasn't finished his Mishmar yet. But Nain Yishal Chelik Bim Murder Regolim, he can still has a portion in the sacrificial parts of the Yom Tov Karbanos. Lo Shlom Mishmar to Bechol HaRegel, and he hasn't finished his Mishmar the whole Yom Tov. Lochi Einu Megalech Beregel, therefore he can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, Kedinan, as we said in the Mishnah, Anche Mishmar Asur Legalech, that those who are part of the Mishmar are not allowed to take a haircut. V'tana Barod, the Omer Mutarn Legalech, that said that they are permitted to get a haircut. Avagav, the Shaykh Mahanach Mishmar, Shlim Iker Mishmar, he still finished the main part of his being a Mishmar. Mishmar to the day is Mishmar, Lochim Mutal Begaluach, and therefore he is permitted to take a haircut. Ha Itmar Allah, Ha Detani Tachvu Avelov, Mekum Atar, that person who has consecutive Avelas is allowed to trim his hair a little bit with a razor, but a little bit misfiring, but not with a scissors. Because the brisa, the kol hani shemutar on the galech mamoid, and the brisa which is saying all these which are allowed to take a haircut on kol hamoid, mutar on the galech mamei elo are allowed to get a haircut during their mourning. That's kishetechfuhu evelav when they had consecutive Avelis Megalech Mesprayim, and they can take a haircut with scissors. Zoyis Omeris Medetani Techvu Avelov Mechabes Ksusoy. It says a person who has consecutive Avelis is allowed to wash his clothing. Mechlal implies the Shar Oval also B'Techbusis. Every other Oval is forbidden to wash his clothing.